On this final day of November, the Atlantic hurricane season officially ends, and it was a busy one. 2021 was the third most active season on record. The most memorable storm, of course, Hurricane Ida. The sound of Ida coming ashore in New Orleans. It made landfall in Louisiana as a Category 4 storm in August on the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. It flooded entire communities and ripped off roofs before causing even more destruction in the Northeast. Megan Borowski is a meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, and she joins us now. Hey, Megan.
Hi, Peter.
So, first of all, Ida killed more than 90 people and caused nearly $65 billion in damage. When we look back on this season, where do you think Ida will rank in the history of destructive storms?
So, in terms of cost of destruction, Ida is already number 5. It's on that list. It's just above Irma, just below Sandy. $64.5 billion in damage. So it's definitely going to live in the record books as a strong and destructive storm. I do want to note that we mentioned it made landfall on the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and this storm actually made landfall stronger than Hurricane Katrina. Hurricane Katrina in Louisiana was a high-end Category 3. Ida was a high-end Category 4 when it made landfall.
Well, rightly so. Ida got a lot of the headlines, but there were actually 21 named storms this year, which is above normal. What else was noteworthy about the season?
Oh, gosh, there are plenty of noteworthy events. First of all, we had Elsa was the earliest named 5th storm of the year, and that made landfall as a tropical storm in the Florida Panhandle in July. Something else, another storm that I thought was quite interesting was Hurricane Larry, and that made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane in Newfoundland. So we do have a high latitude hurricanes every now and again, but the last one to make landfall in that high of latitude was Maria in 2011.
The season, you know, we're looking back on it was really busy up until September, and then it kind of trailed off into October, and especially by November, by the end, there was almost nothing. Is that normal? Did that surprise you?
I was looking at the frequency of the storms being named, and it pretty much followed the climatological curve of ramping up toward the beginning of July and August. I was a bit surprised, though, that we trailed off in October and November, especially because we went from El Nino neutral to a La Nina, and typically La Ninas help to enhance hurricane activity. So we'll be looking into that, to why it trailed off early on.
Okay, and we know that these storms that we've been talking about, they've been growing stronger and faster, in part because the climate is changing, the oceans are heating up. When we look ahead to next year's hurricane season, do these factors make it more difficult to figure out what might happen?
Well, of course, you know, you've got to weigh which impacts are going to reign supreme, you know, in next season. But it looks like we'll be looking at La Nina positive, so that could ramp up activity next season. We'll keep an eye out, and we'll keep you guys posted, of course.
And we'll have you back on. Megan Borowski, a meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Megan, have a quiet and restful winter season.
Thank you.